How to stop using filler words like and duh. Every day, millions of people undermine their own communication effectiveness with two small but powerful words, and duh. These seemingly innocent sounds can transform a confident speaker into someone who appears uncertain, unprepared, or nervous. Whether you're delivering a presentation, participating in a job interview, or simply engaging in everyday conversation, filler words can significantly impact how others perceive your competence and credibility. The good news is that eliminating filler words from your speech is entirely achievable with the right strategies and consistent practice. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the psychology behind filler words, their impact on communication effectiveness, and proven techniques to help you speak with greater clarity and confidence. Understanding filler words, the hidden communication killers. Filler words, also known as hesitation markers or verbal fillers, are sounds or words that we unconsciously insert into our speech when we're thinking, processing information, or feeling uncertain about what to say next. Beyond the classic and duh, this category includes words like, you know, so, actually, and basically. While these words might seem harmless, they serve as audio static that interferes with your message's clarity and impact. The unconscious nature of filler words makes them particularly challenging to eliminate. Most people don't even realize how frequently they use them until they hear a recording of themselves speaking. This awareness gap is the first hurdle to overcome in your journey toward more polished communication. Research in communication studies reveals that excessive use of filler words can reduce perceived intelligence, decrease listener engagement, and undermine speaker credibility. When you pepper your speech with ums and duhs, you're essentially asking your audience to work harder to extract meaning from your message, which often leads to reduced comprehension and connection. The psychology behind filler words, why we use them. To effectively eliminate filler words, it's crucial to understand why we use them in the first place. These verbal habits typically emerge from several psychological and physiological factors that affect our speech patterns. Processing time and cognitive load. Our brains work incredibly fast, but sometimes there's a slight delay between thinking and speaking. Filler words serve as audio placeholders that buy us time to formulate our thoughts while maintaining our speaking turn in a conversation. This is particularly common when discussing complex topics or when we're put on the spot with unexpected questions. Anxiety and nervousness. Stress and anxiety significantly increase filler word usage. When we're nervous, our cognitive resources are partially occupied by managing our emotional state, leaving less mental bandwidth for smooth speech production. The result is an increase in hesitation markers as our brain struggles to maintain fluent communication under pressure. Habit formation. For many people, filler words have become deeply ingrained speech habits developed over years or even decades. These automatic responses are triggered whenever there's a brief pause in our thinking process, making them incredibly difficult to break without conscious effort and practice. Fear of silence. Many speakers are uncomfortable with silence and feel compelled to fill every pause with sound. This discomfort with quiet moments leads to the insertion of filler words as a way to avoid what they perceive as awkward silence. However, strategic use of silence can actually enhance communication effectiveness and make speakers more compelling. The professional impact of filler words. The consequences of excessive filler word usage extend far beyond minor communication irritants. In professional settings, these verbal habits can significantly impact career advancement, leadership perception, and business success. Leadership credibility. Leaders who frequently use filler words often struggle to project the confidence and authority necessary for effective leadership. Team members may question the leader's expertise or preparation when their communication is peppered with hesitation markers. Clear, confident communication is essential for inspiring trust and motivating others to action. Presentation effectiveness. During presentations, filler words can transform compelling content into a forgettable experience. Audiences become distracted by the speaker's verbal habits, focusing more on counting ums than absorbing the message. This distraction significantly reduces the presentation's persuasive power and memorability. Understanding the nuances of effective public speaking techniques can help speakers develop more polished delivery skills. Sales and client interactions. In sales situations, filler words can undermine confidence and reduce credibility with potential clients. When someone is considering a significant purchase or business partnership, they want to work with professionals who appear knowledgeable and confident. Excessive use of and duh can create doubt about the salesperson's expertise and the quality of their product or service. Proven strategies to eliminate filler words. Eliminating filler words requires a multifaceted approach that combines awareness building, practice techniques, and mindset shifts. The following strategies have been proven effective for speakers at all levels. Awareness building through recording. The first step in eliminating filler words is developing awareness of your current usage patterns. Record yourself during phone calls, presentations, or practice sessions, then listen back to identify your specific filler word patterns. Many people are shocked to discover how frequently they use these words once they hear themselves objectively. Create a simple tracking system where you note the context in which filler words appear most frequently. Do they increase when you are discussing certain topics? Do they spike during stressful situations? This pattern recognition will help you target your improvement efforts more effectively. The power of the pause. One of the most effective strategies for eliminating filler words is learning to embrace silence. Instead of filling thinking time with or train yourself to simply pause. These strategic silences actually enhance communication effectiveness by giving your audience time to process your words and creating anticipation for what comes next. Practice the pause and breathe technique. When you feel a filler word coming, take a conscious breath instead. This brief moment serves the same cognitive function as a filler word, buying you thinking time while projecting confidence and control. Slowing down your speech rate. Many filler words occur because speakers are trying to maintain a pace that exceeds their cognitive processing speed. By consciously slowing down your speech rate, you give your brain more time to formulate thoughts, reducing the need for verbal placeholders. Aim for a speaking rate of approximately 140 to 160 words per minute in professional settings. This pace feels natural to listeners while giving you adequate processing time. Visual demonstrations and exercises can help you develop a better sense of appropriate pacing for different communication contexts. Preparation and structure. Thorough preparation significantly reduces filler word usage by increasing your confidence and reducing cognitive load during speaking. When you know your material well and have a clear structure in mind, there's less need for thinking pauses that typically trigger filler words. Develop key talking points for common discussion topics in your professional or personal life. Having these mental frameworks readily available reduces the cognitive effort required for speech formulation, naturally decreasing hesitation markers. Advanced techniques for polished communication. Mindful speaking practice. Mindful speaking involves bringing conscious attention to your communication process. This technique helps you notice the urge to use filler words before they emerge, giving you the opportunity to choose silence or a more purposeful word instead. Practice mindful speaking in low-stakes situations first, such as casual conversations with friends or family. Pay attention to the physical sensations that precede filler word usage. Often there's a slight tension or uncertainty that you can learn to recognize as a trigger. Breathing and relaxation techniques. Since anxiety and nervousness increase filler word usage, developing better stress management techniques can significantly improve your speech clarity. Deep breathing exercises before important conversations or presentations help calm your nervous system and reduce the cognitive interference that leads to hesitation markers. Practice diaphragmatic breathing. Inhale slowly through your nose for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, then exhale through your mouth for 6 counts. This technique activates your parasympathetic nervous system, promoting the calm state of mind necessary for fluent speech. Vocal warm ups and articulation exercises. Regular vocal warm ups help improve overall speech fluency, which naturally reduces filler word usage. Practice tongue twisters, read aloud from books or articles, and perform lip and tongue exercises to improve your articulatory precision and speech confidence. Professional speakers and actors use these techniques to maintain peak vocal performance. By incorporating similar practices into your routine, you'll develop greater control over your speech production and reduce the likelihood of verbal stumbles that often trigger filler words. Practical exercises for daily improvement. The elimination challenge. Create a structured practice routine where you consciously work to eliminate filler words from specific types of communication. Start with a 5-minute daily practice where you speak on a chosen topic without using any filler words. If you catch yourself using one, stop and restart the sentence. Gradually increase the duration and complexity of these exercises. Structured approaches to filler word elimination provide frameworks for progressive skill development. Partner practice and accountability. Enlist a trusted colleague, friend, or family member to help you practice filler-free communication. Have them gently signal when you use filler words during conversations or practice sessions. This external awareness can accelerate your improvement process significantly. Consider joining a public speaking organization where you can practice in a supportive environment with constructive feedback. Regular practice in structured settings helps solidify new communication habits more quickly than solo practice alone. Technology-assisted practice. Several smartphone apps and software programs can help you track and reduce filler word usage. These tools analyze your speech patterns and provide real-time feedback on your progress. While technology shouldn't replace human practice, it can provide valuable objective data about your improvement over time. Building natural conversation flow. Eliminating filler words is just one component of developing more effective communication skills. Creating natural conversation flow involves multiple elements working together to create engaging, persuasive communication. Focus on developing transitions between ideas that feel natural and purposeful. Instead of relying on filler words to bridge thoughts, practice using transitional phrases like additionally, in contrast, or building on that point. These connectors serve the same cognitive function as filler words while adding structure and professionalism to your communication. The role of active listening. Improving your listening skills can indirectly reduce filler word usage by making you more comfortable with conversational pauses and more responsive to your conversation partner's communication style. When you're fully engaged in listening, you're less likely to feel rushed to fill silence with meaningless sounds. Practice giving your full attention to speakers without mentally preparing your response while they're talking. This reduces the cognitive pressure that often leads to filler words when it's your turn to speak. Overcoming common challenges. Dealing with perfectionism. Many people become so focused on eliminating filler words that they develop speech anxiety, which paradoxically increases their usage. Remember that occasional filler words are normal and human. The goal is significant reduction, not perfect elimination. Focus on progress rather than perfection. Celebrate improvements in your speech clarity while maintaining a realistic perspective on the learning process. Professional guidance on managing speech habits can provide perspective on realistic expectations and effective improvement strategies. Maintaining authenticity. Some people worry that eliminating filler words will make their speech sound robotic or overly rehearsed. The key is developing natural alternatives to filler words rather than simply creating void spaces in your speech. Community discussions about maintaining natural speech patterns while reducing filler words reveal that most successful speakers develop personalized approaches that feel authentic to their communication style. Handling high-pressure situations. Filler words tend to increase dramatically during stressful communication situations such as job interviews, presentations to senior executives, or difficult conversations. Prepare specific strategies for these high-stakes moments. Practice your key messages until they become second nature. Develop brief mental scripts for common questions or discussion topics in your field. The more automatic your responses become, the less cognitive effort they require, naturally reducing filler word usage even under pressure. The broader impact of clear communication. Eliminating filler words is part of a larger communication improvement journey. Developing comprehensive communication skills involves multiple elements that work together to create powerful, persuasive speaking abilities. Enhanced professional presence. Clear, confident communication without filler words contributes to a stronger professional presence that can accelerate career advancement. Colleagues and superiors notice speakers who communicate with clarity and confidence, often viewing them as more competent and leadership-ready. Improved relationship building. In personal relationships, clear communication without distracting verbal habits allows for deeper, more meaningful connections. When your message isn't cluttered with filler words, listeners can focus entirely on your content and emotional intent. Increased confidence and self-esteem. As your communication skills improve, you'll likely notice increased confidence in both professional and personal situations. This confidence creates a positive feedback loop where improved self-assurance leads to even better communication performance. Creating long-term success. Consistency and patience. Eliminating deeply ingrained speech habits requires consistent effort over time. Most people need several months of conscious practice to see significant improvement, with complete habit change taking 6 months to a year or more. Set realistic goals and track your progress regularly. Comprehensive approaches to eliminating multiple types of filler words provide detailed strategies for sustained improvement across different verbal habits. Ongoing practice and refinement. Even after successfully reducing filler word usage, maintain regular practice to prevent regression. Incorporate speech exercises into your weekly routine, continue seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, and remain conscious of your communication patterns in various contexts. Sharing knowledge and helping others. Once you've successfully improved your own communication, consider helping others develop similar skills. Teaching and mentoring others reinforces your own learning while contributing to better communication in your professional and personal networks. Conclusion. Eliminating filler words like and from your speech is one of the most impactful improvements you can make to your communication effectiveness. While the process requires dedication, awareness, and consistent practice, the benefits extend far beyond simply sounding more polished. Clear, confident communication without verbal fillers enhances your professional presence, improves relationship building, increases persuasive power, and builds self-confidence. By understanding the psychology behind filler words, implementing proven elimination strategies, and maintaining consistent practice, you can transform your communication style and unlock new opportunities in both your career and personal life. Remember that this journey is about progress, not perfection. Every reduction in filler word usage represents a step toward more effective, compelling communication. Start with awareness, embrace the power of strategic silence, and commit to regular practice. Your future self and your audience will thank you for the investment in clearer, more confident communication.